I hung out with Jared Leto one night. Does that make me cool? Because I just was watching him on a podcast, and I have this with so many people in LA, so many celebrities from my crazy life, that I looked at that and I remembered two things about Jared Leto. Number one, at Mark Burnett's party, I don't know, let's call it like 2 years ago, we were sort of chatting with this other guy. I don't know if this other guy knew him, but we were just sort of like wanderers in this party, you know, and you're like kind of alone and you just notice another wanderer in a party, like an observer, someone who's not really on the front lines of this party, but, or someone who actually realizes how insane the party is. Like Mark Burnett's parties are insane. And I don't mean they're insane, like they're wild, crazy. I mean, like, they're the most A-list parties that aren't the Vanity Fair party or the night before the Oscars party that I've ever been. And I've been to the Vanity Fair party. I've been to the night before the Oscars party. And Mark Burnett's parties are like the casual, cool celebrity version of those, which are more you're dressed up and it's just a night that everyone knows is a night. So Mark Burnett will throw a party and he has a gorgeous house. I love his wife. And it's in Malibu and it's far in Malibu. And so you'll get the Hollywood people, but then you also get, like, the Hollywood people are sort of like the tourists that have driven to go to his party because they know how cool it is and that there'll be beautiful, stunning women there and so many famous people. And I'm going to tell you some of the people that I've talked to there because it's so amazing. So, and then there are all the Malibu people who are just like uber rich and cool because they live in Malibu and they've chosen to live in Malibu and they're dressed more casual than the other people who really think it's so cool to be there. And so I can't believe I have never told you this story. And this is one of the several parties he has. And everyone's very chill and nothing ever gets out about a party, you know, myself included. I'm just telling you like stuff that Mark would never care if I shared or neither would anyone else at the party. So, to say that I'm the least famous person there is a joke, like by a thousand. Like I'm the only person there that's not Madonna level famous. So Barbara Streisand and Warren Beatty reunited there one night. Like they gave each other a kiss, not like a real kiss, but just, you know, they reunited there. And I don't know what they were reuniting from, but I know that that was one of the things going on. Lady Gaga was wearing these great, I don't know what she was wearing. Like when, you know, when someone wears like tights as pants, and I think she was wearing a t-shirt, which tracks. And this was before that kind of was in. She was wearing a white t-shirt and like fishnets and, you know, like black, like it's a bodysuit or something. It looks like it's underwear. And she just looks so cool. And it looked casual. Like, could you imagine me wearing a white t-shirt and fishnets and it looks casual? Like only just to be that cool where that's just what you're wearing. You're just like, I'm wearing. And I don't mean like people do it at BravoCon that are like trying to look chic and fashionable. I just mean like that's her sweatpants. So Lady Gaga is there and she's like, oh my God, I love you. I'm like, am I okay? Me? Because I don't go anywhere and I don't realize that anybody would ever know who I am, particularly with this level of difference in our careers and fame levels. And so I'm like, whoa. And then forget that the leaders of industry are there. I mean, that's another story. Like the Ted Sarandos is there. Sergey Brin, Jeff Bezos, Patrick Weitzel, Lauren Sanchez's first husband. And Lauren Sanchez is there. Jeff Bezos is now fiance. So they would be there together. And just like Leonardo DiCaprio and Jamie Foxx, and just it's endless. It's really literally endless. It's Sia. I ran into Sia there. I didn't know who Sia was. She was talking to me and I asked if she wanted to get a picture with me. Can you fucking imagine what an embarrassment? I didn't even know who Sia was. We were friends and I ended up going to her house in Palm Springs and we became friends. And at her house, I asked her at the pool, at her pool, do you have any music? And she made some sort of a joke about Diamonds by Rihanna. And I go, what? Like she said, I wrote Diamonds in 7 minutes and I don't even have any proper, like a proper stereo, whatever the word is she used. Like I go, excuse, sound system. I said, excuse me? You wrote Diamonds in 7 minutes by Rihanna? And Sia and I went to TJ Maxx together that weekend. No one knows that either. That's another one of these stories. Like, I forgot about that story, too. So I needed Jared Leto to get into this story, and I haven't even gotten to the Jared Leto part. So anyway, Sia's at these parties. Jeff Probst, because I think he lives in Malibu. Randy Gerber, Cindy Crawford. It's boring how many celebrities. It's like there's just so many celebrities that you're dropping celebrities and forgetting several. Okay. So towards the end of this party, which is not the end for most, but the end for me, I'm just chilling, like talking to Jared Leto. And I don't even know what we're talking about, but I remember this about him. A, he's cool because people can be really snobby and better then. However, at this party, I've met Jamie Foxx before. I kind of like bullshit know him. You know what I mean? Like he knows who I am. I know who he is. It's like more than a nod, but okay. And Leo, I've met several times and I think it might be like more than a nod now. You know, it's always like a quizzical, like I know you, but like I don't, but I don't care, but it's cool. And he's cool and he's nice. And he's real chill. And I liked him a lot. Every time I've met him, he's either been really nice or really cool or really chill. Like that's the truth. I've met him in different scenarios where you could be an asshole. The first time I ever met Leo was at Harvey Weinstein's house. Another crazy story. His Harvey Weinstein's house in New York City. So I'm just gonna have to tell you random stories once in a while. My producers are gonna have to remind me to tell you the Harvey Weinstein house story. But all these stories like weave in and out of each other like a movie, and you find out how all the characters connect later, like Valentine's Day or Mother's Day, those movies that like New Year's Eve that connect later. So then I was leaving and Jared Leto was leaving at the same time and this other guy too. We just sat like on the valet parking bench because I think there's a golf cart that takes you to the valet, like this bench outside his house, and we're just chilling, talking. And I just wanted to say that I think Jared Leto is so freaking cool and I like talking to him. And shout out to Jared Leto because he was very nice and like he was not at all pretentious. He had no airs about him. And when I hear that he plays at all these festivals, that totally tracks because he seems like a guy that just wants to be with the people or appreciates it or is genuine. And he says he likes when other artists like come into like the pit where the stage is because he wants to engage with them. And that tracks too. And that was what reminded me to tell you guys that. But the earlier story is years ago. So when I first moved to L.A., and had my Ford Probe and was a nobody and used to go to Erewhon Cafe when it was a dump and there was a place across the street from it called Nowhere Cafe, owned by the same place, and they used to serve food. I say this because there was a Kings Road wasn't far from this. So there was a place, Kings Road Cafe. And then there was another cafe that was near Erewhon. And I remember seeing this guy outside on the corner reading scripts, like at a coffee place. Young, good looking. Like now it's almost like Jared Leto tries to make himself not good looking. You know what I mean? Like he just wears crazy things and doesn't care. And he's not like the one who's giving that he's like working on himself in a vain way. And I mean that in the most positive, complimentary way possible. But when he was younger, he was just this young, like you could die. It was like seeing Brad Pitt at that age. Like I remember seeing him on the corner and be like, I wanted to talk to him so badly. I think I was awkward then in just the way that I looked. I just don't think I had my game tight then at all. Imagine my kind of confidence now in that body then. But anyway, I would have figured it out. It wasn't like it is now where everyone knew the tools to make yourself look good. Like you could be heavy or feel heavy about yourself, but like straighten your hair, put the lashes on, know how to snatch your face, snatch your waist, get the freaking shapewear, and like know how to do it. Then you just looked like shit. Like you just looked like shit if you look like shit. It was just you dealt with the hand you were given. There's no way to like not look like shit. I did not wear makeup, nor did I know how to. I did not know how to do my hair, and I still don't to this day, but somebody else could do it, or I could figure it out with some fake ponytail or extensions or some straightening something. Then you were just ugly. And I did not know how to do anything. So Jared Leto's on the corner and I'm just like, he's so gorgeous. And it's just like, you don't know what to do. What are you going to do? Walk in and just like start talking. It was so weird. And then I'd see him at clubs. There were clubs at night. And once in a while I'd see him and I would die. Like it was just, there's some people that you just die when you see them. And Jared Leto was that guy. So for all these years later, for 30 years later, to be sitting on a bench with Jared Leto at Mark Burnett's house and him to be so cool and so nice was glorious and beautiful. And so I really care for Lady Gaga, Jared Leto. I had a great experience with Jamie Foxx a few times I've met him, but Leo I think is fucking cool as shit. So, Jared Leto rules. Sorry, not sorry. Now that was a rant.